Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to the Women of Vision show. I am Haley Clandenning.
And I am Maurice Brown.
Yay!
I'm so excited to be back.
I know.
Miss you guys.
Tuesday's always a fun day.
It is, but it goes by so fast.
It does.
Like, why did it seem like it was like a month ago last Tuesday?
A month? I wouldn't go that far, but...
It seems like it. Like, you just miss out on a lot when you don't come.
That's true. That is very true. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I hope everyone's having a fantastic Tuesday, staying safe and just having a good week so far. I always want to be like, how's your week going? But it's kind of just beginning to a degree, too. So,
well, how's your weekend? Oh, my goodness. I mean, it is summer. 4th of July just passed.
That's true. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I got to recharge.
I know. You got to go out of
town.
It is.
So, yeah, it's good to just kind of... just leave everything, you know, and not think and just focus on your family and yourself and leave your work behind.
Absolutely. So, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. We are sitting down tonight. I'm going to just let you introduce yourself. I feel relatively unprepared, I'm not going to lie, tonight. But we haven't – this is our first time meeting, so we're going to have plenty to talk about, my
yeah.
dear.
I'm excited, too. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you.
I know. I'm like I said, I tapped out. Pregnancy hit me this last week, and I was like, Maurice,
great
you.
Yeah.
Help me.
Yeah, for those who doesn't know, Haley is like, how many months are you now?
I just started my 6th month.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
6 months pregnant, you guys, and she's still here.
Wow.
Checking.
Heck yeah. Well, I'm going to be here. I'll probably be the person that you guys are like, can you go home now? Like, go not be here.
It's just a matter of time till baby Haley comes.
Aww. Except it's not baby Haley. It's a little boy.
Baby Haley Hi. Boy.
Baby Cameron. No.
Yeah, like when the babies came out, like I have 4 boys, and we didn't have, one of them didn't have a name yet, or we didn't tell the name, so it'll say baby Maurice Boy. In the hospital. I'm like,
that's
okay.
Really funny.
Anyway.
I'll tell Cameron that. I'll be like, it's baby Haley, okay? You had a small portion to do with any of this. But yes, Kimberly, what is your last name, my dear?
Kimberly Hess.
Hess. Oh my gosh, that's an easy one. I wouldn't even have had to ask.
Well, she has a middle name. Well, on your Facebook, it says, is it Peter?
Oh, Pizer. My maiden name.
Yeah. Ah, Pizer Hess. Okay. Yes. Well, my dear, before we totally dive in here, give us a little, what do you do? If you can sum it up
very
in a...
many hats. Chase the bright, shining objects and keep the balls juggling. I'm a virtual assistant for a very good friend, and she's up in Washington, and I am a life coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's a good lady to know right now.
Yeah.
All times, but especially right now with COVID, it's a little crazy. I'm sure that you've probably seen some more interesting situations with life coaching, which we'll get into for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jumping all over the place today, but you are a 911 dispatcher too. So I have a ton of questions. That sounds like a very crazy job.
It is. 911, what's your emergency?
Oh,
that's
wow.
What we said.
How long were you doing that for?
Oh, I was dual classified as a 911 dispatcher crime scene technician, probably for about 9 years.
Okay.
With 3 different agencies.
Oh,
and,
my God.
So with that mindset, I know Maurice, one of her questions was like, what's your daily routine? And being a 911 dispatcher, I never realized this until after the fact. But when you sit down and you do your job, you wrap it up and you walk out. And when you come back the next day, it's a brand new day.
Mm.
And so you don't have like to-do lists and things like that because you have to, whether it be data entry or forms that need to be filed, they have to be done that day by end of shift.
Okay, so you don't have, like leftover, like, oh, I can just push this off until tomorrow.
Exactly.
Situation.
So, that could be stressful too in itself because then you got to finish your work before you leave. Yes. But then it's also a fresh start the next day.
Yes.
That's awesome. What county were you doing that?
I started in El Centro and then went up to Jackson, Amador County. Okay. And then I was last at Fairfield Police Department.
So I bet it was hopping too then.
Yes.
Like busy. No wonder you're probably a fantastic life coach and probably very calm and patient, because I'd be the last person that should be answering 911 calls. I would be like, what?
Yeah. Take them off the cliff. So how did you end up in Redding?
We moved up here as a family in 71.
Okay.
And then I went to Enterprise High School, and I worked. My dad had a grocery store. I was in retail. And then I worked at La Belle Boutique for years on Bocelli Lane. So I know a lot of the old-timers who used to come to La Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Enterprise, so.
Yay, alumni Hornets. Together. Yeah.
You've been here since 1971?
Well, we moved as a married family. We moved away in 93.
Oh, okay.
And then my husband and I came back in 2012, and we've been here since.
Okay. You might have seen this town grow.
Oh,
I can imagine.
Yes. I was looking down the street as I was waiting for you and remembered when it was all open with all the little stores.
Yeah.
And then they built the mall, and then they tore the mall down.
And now they're tearing some stuff down over there.
Yes.
So is that middle downtown, was that there before? Like,
well, it was like a street with businesses all along each side of it.
Yeah, okay. They're kind of revitalizing it to how it kind of used to be, right?
That's what it sounds like. I haven't seen any of the plans. And then we had the cruise that went up and down California. And I guess they can't even cruise anymore.
The cool
It was just the Friday night cruise.
Oh, how cool.
Because even,
like American Graffiti?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can you expand on this? Because I'm clearly not from here.
We did it too. it just wasn't in this space. We did it down Hilltop when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And then we'd turn around down by where like the Del Taco is now and like Taco Bell. And that was the turnaround spot for the cruise.
So what are they doing? Like they're in cars?
Yeah.
And just cruising in their cars?
And then some people are parked and it's Friday night visitation because there's all the high schools. There was Nova where everybody went.
Right.
And then Enterprise, Shasta, and Central Valley.
Yeah. So it was a way for everyone to kind of
get together.
I'll talk with my hands too, girl. Do it. Do it.
Why did they stop it, you think?
Well, I think that, I don't know about, back in the day, that sounds terrible, but we got in trouble a lot from the police department for cruising. I don't know if it's
for some reason.
Yeah.
I guess they were causing trouble.
I know, which is weird. I mean, at least my group of friends, we never did. It was just always fun to.
Violent trouble or vandalism or
no, just more like gathering and probably some kids who
ruined it for everyone
or like, you know what I mean? And just kind of, they didn't want too large of groups. I would imagine gathering in a certain spot. I don't know. I was a good kid.
Yeah.
Yes. I was a good kid in high school.
So Kimberly,
I branched out in college.
So you went to college.
But that's so neat that you have been here with all of that. And anyways, it's very cool. Before we get started on another topic, or before we continue here, we are going to be hitting our first commercial break already. So
I'm being disciplined, not asking another question.
I know. I keep you in check. That's why we're a good team.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to mention some of our amazing sponsors who without, we wouldn't be here. So we really appreciate you guys, especially the continued support through this situation.
Oh, my goodness. So. Yes. I'm we're so blessed. And just want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors, and we're going to be naming them every commercial, obviously. And the first one is Linda Lingo Financial Coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. And she uses 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. You can look her up on Facebook or on Google, actually. Sarah Beck, who was just here last week with Legal Shield, she is able to provide you affordable access to top attorneys of the state through it's like legal insurance and identity theft insurance as well. And to Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach. Change with Jesse. She does free health coaching services. Her number is 530-355-5929. And to Patty Nadell, Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m.
Absolutely. Make sure to get out there and support your local businesses. It's especially important in these times.
Yes, and so. Some wonderful ladies.
Yeah, they are. I could talk about a lot of them. So. Anyways, we'll be back here shortly on KCNR with the Women of Vision show.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Yay!
Hey, oh, my gosh. You're so cute. I love her.
And she said she was going to be shy.
I know, right? It just takes a little time behind the mic. Open up.
Just don't punch the mic. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So we are sitting down with the lovely Kimberly Hess and just visiting a little bit about her past and her experience and how she got to where she is. She is a life coach and
virtual assistant,
which I have questions about that too. Mm-hmm. But definitely want to know a little bit more before we dive into all of that fresh stuff that you've got going on. You were a 911 dispatcher. Is that something that you started doing when you guys moved out of Reading with your husband or?
Yes. Okay. He worked at Market Wholesale back in 93, and it closed down the Reading facility, and it moved to Modesto, I believe. And so there's an agency called PIC, and they would pay for future education, and he chose law enforcement.
Okay.
And so at the time, Imperial Police Department was the only agency that was really hiring at that time. So we up and moved our precious family down to Imperial.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that move, going from Reading down to somewhere?
Different.
Yeah.
It was different. The thing I remember the most was getting off work at 3 a.m. and going to Walmart and being a minority. Because it's a very Hispanic culture.
Right.
And then when I was a dispatcher and the cops would call in their names and everything, and they have accents and they talk fast, and it was like, I have no idea how to spell that name.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
Yeah, but that's a great enrichment experience at the same time.
Just it is.
Somewhere different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you bilingual now, just out of curiosity?
I am not.
It was Spanish, I love it, but it's like if you don't, it's, well, it's probably like any language. If you don't use it, though, too, then I should know how to speak Spanish by now.
Why?
Mr. Mello would be so mad. Oh, my gosh, shout out, 8th grade teacher. Because I've taken so much Spanish over the time, and I'm pretty good at understanding most of it, but speaking it back and having to take the time to conjugate the verbs and think about this and how do you say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've just taken too much Spanish. I should know how to speak more.
So my sister's taking a Spanish class. It was in person, and then due to a budget or something, they had to meet virtually. And then now they, because of COVID,
works out in their favor anyway.
Yes, but she took high school Spanish too.
Yeah.
And they have apps now too. Oh man, I forgot. There's this one good app it's free. And
Babbel?
Yes, yes, that's the one. So if you wanna, you know, brush up on your Spanish,
I should. But so that's interesting. How did you get into that industry doing 911 dispatching? Like, is that something that you were doing prior to your move, or like, how does one get into that?
No, there was a gal at the Reading Police Department who taught a dispatcher class out at the college. It wasn't a college course. It was one of those
like three.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so I had taken that, and then my husband got the job at Imperial Police. Then they El Central dispatched for Imperial Police. So then he was a new officer and new in town.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, what's your wife do? Oh, we're hiring.
That's so cool.
So then I interviewed, took the test, and voila.
How cool. Talk about a dynamic duo.
So luckily, I haven't called that much 911.
No.
I mean, only like probably a couple times. But my experience is like, why are you laughing?
Because
my experience is like,
no, go ahead. I'll tell you my.
Like, she called 911 for some reason.
I did, but it was, anyways.
But my experience is like, they sound so like, I don't know, professional, but like super, like no emotions, you know? So did they have to like train you to be that way too? Because you look, I mean, you guys don't see Kimberly, but she's a sweetheart. She looks like a sweetheart.
Yeah, no, you do.
The like, women, the 911 dispatchers I've talked to, which a couple times only.
What we envision, like, well, I guess, would be a little differently, you know?
I was a different dispatcher. I dispatched from a servant's heart. And so my personality was totally different than a lot of dispatchers. And I don't have the memory recall. So some could hear a license plate, turn around, and then type it into the database. I had to write it down and then do it. So I learned how to do it for me. But,
right.
Yes, that is, I am a different personality.
Maybe that's why she's not doing it anymore, and she went to life coaching.
that's very interesting. So did you do that your whole career when you guys lived out of town, or did you continue when you moved back here to Reading?
No, not when I came back here. I retired out of Fairfield. I worked in the dispatch center, and then it was just too busy, and I was on probation, and I think I decided just to step down. It was a very busy agency,
right.
It was police, fire, law enforcement, and so then I worked for code enforcement as an admin.
Oh, okay.
So they found a spot for me, and then I went to the county to the assessor recorder. So I continued my career in government work.
Gosh, you're a lady who has worn many hats then. You have a lot of experience in a lot of different things.
I do.
That's really cool.
What would you say, like, you've learned the most from that experience, like dispatching, but also working for the government? And
change is change, and it's going to happen in life. Mm. And it's your mindset. It's how you process it, how you accept it, and keep on keeping on. Yeah, I was never one of my friends has been up at the hospital for, like, 30-plus years now, and it's like, oh, my gosh, 30 years in one place. I would work 3 years and then start getting that little short-timer-itis and want to, like, learn something new. So I just learned, yeah, because I was not a person that liked change. So that was really what I learned from it is.
So it's a fast-paced environment.
Very fast-paced.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was exciting because you walked in, you did your job, and you turned around and left. And when you came back the next day, it was a brand new day.
Yeah. That's actually really interesting, too, then, that somebody who says that they don't like change worked in an industry where it's nonstop change.
Constant, yeah.
That's probably a good thing, though. Makes you a more well-rounded person, I'm sure. So
I think one of our members is actually a dispatcher in Mount Shasta.
Is she?
Yeah, I think Amber.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, she works at the CHP, right?
Is that
I believe
what,
so.
Yeah.
But no, I was laughing because the only time I ever called 911 was I was a kid.
Oh, by accident?
Well, no, I did it on purpose. I just thought I'd be able to hang up fast enough.
Oh, no, that pops up Haley. On the screen.
I know. Hey, I had a couple rebellious moments. That's how I got my phone taken out of my room.
I had a little sister that did that. And then the dispatcher, I don't know, eventually, I don't know the terms, but yeah, eventually they knew that it was us because they could trace the calls, I guess, you know, like it was a landline.
And
they're
more
like,
than
did
one?
Tiffany? Yeah, and they're like, did Tiffany, call us? I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Yes, we had frequent flyers.
See, I was definitely, I'm a quick learner. I did that one time and didn't think I was going to get away with it, and they called back, and I was like, oh, uh-oh. So, anyways, then I lost
my
phone.
We have eyes.
Yeah.
We have eyes.
Yeah, you know. Oopsie. But, anyways, we do have a little bit of time before our next break, but not enough for me to want to dive into our next, you know,
question or topic,
yeah. Really, because I'm very intrigued about how exactly you went from, you know, that high-paced career and situation to, well, A, why you guys moved back up to Reading. And then also how the transition work-wise, what did that look like for you? Because I'm just very curious.
Very curious.
Yeah.
Peculiar.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's very fun getting to talk to somebody that we haven't spent a lot of time with because it's like meeting a new friend. So,
like reading a new book or something. That's what I love about this this group. I always meet somebody new. I'm like, where have you been?
Right.
And they're always so resourceful.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're about to head into our next commercial break, so we definitely want to mention a few more of our sponsors before we hit the break. Thank you guys so much. And you guys, like I was saying before, too, this is a super important time to make sure to support your local small businesses. So if you have the opportunity to, make sure to go and check them out if they're open or, you know, online as well.
Yeah, I think most of these ladies are open now.
Yeah, I believe so.
At least for now, hopefully, until, you know, hopefully we're not on that list to get shut down again. Shout out to Josie Ramirez with Everbloom Skincare. She's located at 660A Azalea Avenue. Results driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical based non-toxic skincare. To Deborah Mitchell's with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. I was just chatting with her earlier today. Michelle Lane Coaching. She's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and results driven life coach, helping you to get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire most. Ash and Jazz with Lit From Within. They are 2449 Athens Avenue. Organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, fitness, Pilates, kids yoga, and kids dance. And we were just at her. Yeah. They do a lot over there. We were just at their glow yoga, I think 2 weeks ago. That was so fun.
It's amazing if you guys haven't done it. And I think they actually just started a prenatal
yoga
class too. So
that's so cool.
If anyone out there needs some prenatal yoga,
they're perfect for it because they're both mommies. And finally, to Bev Gray with Zervita. She offers a nutritious drink, a holistic drink. So hit her up, you guys.
Absolutely, and we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. You guys, we just got some treats, which
I'm so excited
about. We are sitting down tonight with Kimberly Hess, who is an amazing virtual assistant and also a life coach. And we were kind of talking about your path in your history a little bit, getting to know you, what you've done and where you've lived. She was a 911 dispatcher, if you guys are just catching up on the show, which is... amazing.
Sounds crazy, actually.
Yeah. I have so many, we don't have enough time to talk about all of it, but I'm so curious, before we transition here, is there like, do you have a crazy story that sticks out in your mind that was like a situation that you've just never forgotten?
As a 911 dispatch, my children, they were in like 6th and 8th grade, and I would come home from work, and they would always ask me, what kind of call did you get? What kind of call?
Yeah, I'd be that kid too. I'd be like, Mom.
So this was a 911 call for a dead pigeon on her car.
Oh, my God.
And they just thought that was
what?
Crazy, crazy. And seriously, we had a law enforcement officer go sideways, and it was his girlfriend who called 911, and that is very memorable. And my Amber Bamber, I took the phone call for her son when he was in a car accident. So there are some, it's heavy. It's a heavy road. And so those will always, my funny pigeon and then my two serious
ones. Yes. Well, yeah, that is super heavy. That would be, hard, especially for someone like me. I'm so emotional.
I was studying to be a nurse, and after a while, I'm like, I don't know if I can take on other people's, you know.
Right. I worked in group homes for a while, because I got my degree in psychology, and it just, anyways, I don't have the stomach for it, I guess, is what it comes down to, so.
Well, it's one thing, you don't see it, you just hear it. And then as a dispatcher, we never get the conclusion. We get the beginning of the story and we dispatch it out, and then the officers handle it. So a lot of the time we never knew how it ended. And so as a life coach, I can like start and finish all throughout. And so that's a wonderful segue to be able to hear, be involved in the beginning and work through the process and hear the, be involved in the results. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
I bet. So how did you, I mean, with moving back home or to Reading, how did that transition happen with not doing 911 dispatching? Like, did you have a different job before you came back home, and or when you got here before you started doing your virtual assisting and life coaching?
Yes, I retired from Fairfield and then started the government work for office admin. And so every job I always loved to learn. So I learned Word, and then we moved to Texas.
Okay.
My husband and I. And then so I worked for an investigation company and I learned Excel.
Mm-hmm.
And then PowerPoint. It's like I just love to learn those things. And then I was ready to refocus, and I wanted to be a career counselor.
Okay.
But then I found out it took lots and lots of education. In my years at Shasta College, all those classes had expired.
Right.
The type that they were rated. So I would have had to start all over. And my dear sweet aunt told me about life coaching.
Okay.
And so I go, oh my gosh, it's like I was already like on my fifth level, and it's like I have lots of great experience. I mean, I'm a trooper. It's like I've not walked through every stage of life, but I have lots of experience. And being an empowerment coach, wanting to empower and support people to walk through their own lives.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, how did you, so that's the type of coaching that you do. You're an empowerment coach?
Yes.
Okay. So how did you, cause there's, I mean, to be real, there's a lot of different types of life coaches out there.
Yes.
And what they are particular to and what they, you know, are specific to. How did you decide to choose empowerment, or what about that, you know, reached out to you that made you want to choose that particular path with coaching?
I'm still fine-tuning my niche. I'm going to be working with a coach next week and to fine-tune that.
Mm-hmm.
But empowerment, it's like, how could you not want to light up a woman's being, fill them up with light, and to help them realize their own power that they have within them.
Mm-hmm.
And what a blessing, and that God created them for a specific purpose, and to learn what that purpose is and to walk in it.
So would you say some of your clientele are like women who kind of not lost their way, but they just need to, you know, find their way and discover that within themselves?
Whether or not they're stuck, because being a 911 dispatcher, I worked, slept eight. And I was never able to, like, go to college, because I was always wanting to learn because of our shift work. Because if I took a day class and then within, I forget, 3 months, did you have to change? And so that wasn't what the school's program was on.
Gotcha. And so you had a schedule that didn't really allow for you to.
Yes. So I totally understand someone who's like just stuck. They're like just living life on a repeat cycle. And, which, you know, it happens to all of us. And so you have to, it, just like all life coaches, it's like mindset and Dana's mission. And it's like we just want the best for everybody.
Yeah. Do you think that partially part of the reason that you wanted to become a life coach or dive a little further into that was because of your own personal situation as well?
Definitely. Because why would I have walked through those different hats or situations or valleys without learning a lesson to be able to share and encourage somebody else? So yes, everything that's happened in my life, it's like, okay, I survived this. And so can you. You just have, it's your choice though.
So did you have to take some kind of program or, I know there's different coaching certifications out there. Which one did you take to, you know, get to where you are now?
I've gone through two programs. Mm-hmm. My first one was in 2008 when life coaching was kind of a very new concept, but there are some people who have been doing it way longer. And I went to CTI Coaches Training Institute in San Rafael.
Okay.
And they've since changed their name to Coactive Coaching, I believe. And that was a little bit, I received a lot of basics, but coming from a Christian background, it was a little bit out there for me. And so when I was working at one of the corporate direct selling offices in Texas, I heard about the DSWA, Direct Selling Women's Alliance, and they had a coaching program. And so I took theirs also, and that one really resonated with me because it was more like factual and step and processes. And so that's kind of what my brain.
What type of books and, I don't know, I guess like teachers came through that program? Sounds like direct selling, you said.
Yes. It was my friend Dana and her husband Neil, and they had a course outline. I think someone, either Grace and Nikki, had put together with it. And so it was all the basic life things along with being a business person and growing your business and sales and recruiting and parties. So it kind of tied in that along with some life.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, like that type of curriculum where they where they incorporate personal development and coaching so that they can succeed in their business.
Yes.
It's a lot of mindset, like we just keep saying today. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, that probably helped you then, too, to correlate into the fact that you do virtual assisting to a degree. Do you find that you use some of your life coaching with your virtual assisting as well? You know,
in a roundabout way, not necessarily, but I did join the John Maxwell team.
That's I love newer, John Maxwell.
A newer avenue for me. And so I will be doing a mastermind for her gals, for the executives on the team. So we'll go through one of his books and masterminds. Yes.
Sweet.
That's so cool that it actually does, you know, even though they're two separate situations, it does
tie together.
And kind of you can use your strengths then from one in the other as well.
Yes.
So that's pretty, that's really cool. Well, we're already creeping up on our last commercial break. And I still have so many questions, but we definitely want to talk about your virtual assisting and who you assist for, and then also a little bit more about, if you know, your coaching, your specialty, and then if you have any upcoming events, obviously, because
I do.
Everybody can use it right now. And That's for sure.
I'm just going to name up, I'm just going to name a few of our sponsors. All Fired Up at 1796 Churn Creek Road. They do pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay prints, clay and fused glass workshops, and more. Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach. Sarah Clark with Reliefs Trading, 100% USDA certified organic hemp. Whole Circle Farms. Sarah Marie Spectrum, she helps you find the magic in you, photography and videography. And to Max Malari with World Financial Group, life and health insurance agent, Bohem Salon and Spa at 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. She's taking appointments.
Oh, yes. My sister just went and got a hair wash and blowout today.
Oh, nice.
I know. I'm like, what? I want to do that. I wash my own hair. Anyways, make sure to go out and support our local businesses, you guys. This is the Women of Vision Show. We'll be back here on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are sitting down with the lovely Kimberly Hess, and she is just a jack of all trades, if I may say so myself. And that's probably something that makes you a really unique and wonderful life coach. We were talking a little bit about your life coaching that you do and how you chose the avenue of empowerment. And she's also a virtual assistant, you guys. So before we get back to the life coaching, I am curious, exactly what does a virtual assistant do, my dear?
It would vary between every virtual assistant and their client, but I happen to work with my friend Tracy in Texas at the direct sales company. She came in as a trainer, and I was an assistant, Christiana and I, and we just hit it off. She's a phenomenal speaker, but she cannot write a thing out.
Okay.
And so she would sit and talk, and it would, like, hiccup. She couldn't, and it's like, stand up, walk around. So she would stand and walk and talk, and I would type out all her training material for her.
Mm.
And so with her Color Street nail business, and she was getting a little bit busy because she's more for the speaking and training okay. aspect of it mm-hmm. in her back office. And so I create graphics and taught myself Photoshop and just continually learning.
Yeah.
That my next so project cool. is movies.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Marketing woman.
That's actually like a virtual assisting. Yeah, you're right. It's a lot. There's different kinds of ways you can approach that, but that's an increasing type of work that a lot of people are getting into.
Well, especially now with everyone working from home.
Exactly.
And it's so cool because you can delegate what you're not good at or don't enjoy to be in your zone of genius. And then you can go and do what you're created to do, what brings
exactly.
in the money.
Your strength. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really creative that you got into that, because that's not something that I would have, at least personally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not something I would have ever had in my wheelhouse to do. So that's really neat.
It fell into place.
Way cool. Love it. And then, so with the coaching, do you do the coaching more predominantly, do you think, or?
Virtual assisting.
The assisting.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yes. She's my first priority.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And, but I love coaching
yeah.
and have a few people, and yes, it's just that another form of creating. And I'm probably a very different life coach, and maybe like what I say, and fun exercises and perspective. I love for people to be awakened by a new perspective.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. So coaching is more your passion project. But and your way to help the community. What makes you unique or, like, you know, different from other coaching? What
right.
do you think is, like, your specialty, or, you know, how you make it different for them?
Coaching is a great skill, and there's so many great coaches out there. I would say I would stand out by my heart-centered listening.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
actually, it's hard to listen.
Well, to actually
yeah.
to genuinely be a good
mm-hmm.
listener, it is. I feel like a lot of people might think that they're good listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But to, you know, to, like you said, lead with your heart and really listen with your heart, and then be able to help transition that or.
Well, and then you have to kind of train yourself to be a good listener, too. Or some people are natural at it. I know my husband is. But I've had to work on that for a long time.
Yeah.
Being a good listener.
I'm a natural.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dang.
That's really cool, though.
Like, what's a good, tell us one thing that can make, like, at least, you know, that we can change to be a good active listener, you know, even if it's just one thing.
I think to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And not when you're talking to somebody, not to be thinking. I call it a one-up, where you, like, have to share your experience, but just be in the moment and let that person share their experience.
Yeah, that is interesting. Mm-hmm. And that
We're
is a good point.
We're not thinking of a response necessarily right away, because then if you're thinking of the response, it takes away from the fact that you're not really fully listening to what they're trying to talk to you about.
Yeah, I'm always in this assumption that if I share my experience, maybe they can relate, or maybe it could be a nice little gap. You know, that, hey, it's okay to share this space with me if I'm sharing a story that can be relatable. But yeah, I've heard that, no, you don't do that. You just let that person talk.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like when they go to ask for an opinion, Are they really asking for an opinion?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, there's just so many ways you can coach a person, because some people, they want advice. They want you to pour into them. But there's some people who are like, no, I need to, I just want somebody to be actively listening.
Right. Some of them need to problem solve it a little bit, excuse me, more on their own. Maybe just need someone to listen, and there's other ones who do. They're like, okay, yeah, tell me what to do here.
And that's the difference between a coach and a teacher. A teacher is pouring information in, and a coach is pouring information out.
Yeah, and eventually your client will find a way.
Because they are creative, resourceful, and whole within them. So they already know the answer. It's just
you're helping them
peeling
find,
back
yeah.
the onion like you.
Yeah, well, making them actually look at what they're feeling and wanting and saying.
Yes.
That's a good
point. I have this visualization where, like, Michelangelo, who's like, you know, with the
chunk of marble.
And it's really, you're already that beautiful masterpiece, but you just need somebody there to.
What do you think fuels your fire the most about coaching?
I love it when you're working with someone and all of a sudden their voice just starts talking. You can tell the passion is on fire. Their light is shining. And that's the exciting part, to hear that in their voice, because usually you're on the phone with each other.
Yeah. Is that like kind of like a breakthrough, you think? Or
it could be for them, mm-hmm. or just aha, they hadn't noticed it before, mm-hmm. or thought of it that way.
Right. Or maybe a moment when they're really genuinely speaking from their heart instead of, you know,
trying
I feel
to please somebody.
Well, right. We all have like a bit of a filter, I feel like. We say what we are feeling, but we also, sometimes it has a level or two of, not that you're hiding it, but there's just, I feel like I know exactly what you're talking about when there's that moment of real genuine outpouring of their spirit and heart, and you can totally hear it, and it's like, see, it's there.
Yeah.
You got it.
Would you say you've been having like more clients now with what's going on? Or has it been more challenging helping people get through this situation?
Not for me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say. I did just complete a mastermind, one of John Maxwell's Leading Through Crisis.
Okay.
And with a few leaders, and just talking about this time. And I'll, after my next one, I'll probably start another one for the Leading Through Crisis. It just has some really good information, mm-hmm. and you might not, you know, have thought about before.
Yeah. So what upcoming projects do you have?
I have another John Maxwell. I named it She Dreams for So Much, an inspiring course to identify your dream, create an action plan to you so you can achieve it. And it's based on his book, Put Your Dream to the Test.
Okay.
She has the book here, you guys.
When is that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you
off.
No, it's
okay.
When is that, like, happening? Can we sign up for this course? How does this work?
It's starting on Monday, the 13th at 8 in the morning, and every Monday for about 10 weeks.
Okay.
Going in. I was imaginative through books, mm-hmm. but never like big dreams or visions. And it's like, I just kind of like, this is life. Let's get through it and put a smile on our face while we're living it. And so it'll be fun to see what comes to mind and open up my mind along with some other women.
Absolutely.
So this is virtual.
Yeah.
Right?
Zoom.
Okay. And actually, that is kind of fitting, just because a lot of people are stuck right now.
Right.
Or at least feeling stuck.
Yeah. So where can we find you so that we can not only get some coaching, but possibly join your upcoming class?
My website, KDH, and phonetically, that's KingDavidHenryCoaching.com. And I have an event page, and the course is on there. And then there's a work with me. You can submit a question, and mm-hmm. we can just have a chat.
Are you on any of the socials? I know you're on Instagram. Do you have a Facebook?
And Facebook.
Mm-hmm. It's under KD Coaching?
KDH Coaching, and then Kimberly Pizer Hess.
Okay. So you guys got to look her up. Check it out and see if she is the lady for you or if you need virtual assisting.
Yeah.
She can do that for you. So thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight.
Oh, it's love been, and hugs you too.
I know.
It's been great getting to know you. So thank you again, Kimberly Hess. You guys check her out. This is the Women of Vision show and we are
Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.